Hi, friends. It's important to note, the views, opinions, and positions expressed in this podcast called Mood Food are in no way the views, opinions, and positions of the Department of the Air Force, Department of Defense, or the United States government, including the resources listed today.
Hello there, everyone, and thank you for joining us for today's episode of Mood Food. I'm your host, Jason Gordon. Carrie, thank you for taking time to read that review for us as we do week in and week out, and we want to make sure that we continue doing that. We want to also send some shout-outs to everyone out there that continues to download us and leave us those reviews. And we are now on Amazon Music, so that gives you another option to be able to download us and listen to us from. All you have to do is tell Alexa to play us. She'll find us and play us. And we hope that you will continue to support us and listen to us out there on the Amazon Music platform. We thank all of you because honestly, we are growing as a podcast. Each and every week, we get more and more listeners. We are hearing from you from the emails and from connecting with us on our Facebook page and our Instagram page. We thank you for that. If you have any show ideas, don't be shy out there. Let me hear from you. Email me at moodfoodpodcast@gmail.com or send us a message either on our Mood Food Podcast Instagram page or our Mood Food Podcast Facebook page. Thank you in advance for doing that. And guess what? Today, I'm happy to share with you. Now, this is going to be fun because I want to see who I hear from. And I only have limited supply. So if you are one of those that have left a review, I want you to do me one thing. And you left it on the Apple Podcast platform. Please email me your address at moodfoodpodcast@gmail.com. That way, for you taking the time to leave us a review, I am proud to announce we have our nice tumbler. This thing is really nice. I'm not going to lie. It keeps your drinks hot and keeps your drinks cold. Whatever you want to put in there, put it in there. Just be careful, okay? Be responsible. Be an adult. But this is a great tumbler. So we have this. And since we are in this pandemic, I have these cotton masks that have come in. All right? Very nice, very durable. Sorry if I actually held that upside down. All right, I think that's good there. You can see it there. Sorry about that. All right, and Mood Food hand sanitizer. And I want people to get out there and remain active despite this pandemic. Get out there, get some vitamin D, keep that positive frame of mind. Get out there and throw a frisbee, all right? I tried to be creative in trying to find some giveaway stuff. We have all this stuff in, so if you left us a review on the Apple Podcast platform, email me your address, please, and I'll send you one of each of these items. And if you haven't left us a review on the Apple Podcast platform, it's very easy. Just go into your library, select Mood Food. You can scroll down. You'll see all the episodes, and you'll see a section where you can leave stars and also leave a comment. So if you do that, let me know. When you email me and you left one, let me know what your name is on the Apple Podcast platform when you left the review and your address, and I'd be happy to send. And we also have some pens, so I can send you some pens to write with as well. It's very important that you stay connected with positivity and people, especially during this day and time. There's a lot going on, and it's specifically, you know, for today's episode, I want to make sure that you keep your friends close, and your fans, right? You're close, and that positive support system tightly glued together, that in case you need them, you're going to be able to rely upon them. Don't let politics, negativity, religion, differences, and opinions drive that wedge of distance between you and your loved ones. At the end of the day, who are you going to call on if you need someone? You need some allies in your life. And many times, it's your relatives, it's your friends, it's your coworkers. So don't let politics drive that wedge. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Also, I wanted to share with you, Kim, that will read the disclaimer at the beginning of each episode, got me this beautiful picture. And this picture has the history of the American flag. It is a very, very cute story on the back, and one day I will put that on the air and I will read that for you. But Kim from Hamul, thank you so much. Thankfully, her house was saved, but not a lot of them in her neighborhood were, unfortunately, because of the fires that they currently have down in Southern California. And so just keep all of those people that are affected by these fires in your, and the firefighters too, people who are out there on the front lines fighting, in your thoughts and in your prayers, okay? It's very important that we continue to support each other despite our differences, because we need each other, and I need everyone out there. So I really appreciate all of the support. I'm telling you, I'm very blessed, I'm very thankful, and I would not be where I am today if not for all of you out there who continue to tell people about Mood Food Podcast. And I owe you everything, and I really appreciate that. And so today's podcast, once again, is titled Don't Let Politics Ruin Relationships with Family and Friends. How many of you out there have kind of alienated yourself away from some of the family members that may go for this particular political party or this political party? Every family is affected by it. There's no family out there that is immune to differences in opinion. And if you are alive and you have a pulse, you're not going to always agree with, I was about to say a double negative there, you're always not going to agree with people. And I want you to understand that it's okay that you're always not going to agree. We just need to learn how to tolerate each other and respect each other's opinions and perspectives, because we're not always going to agree. And so the items that I was showing earlier, I wanted to mention, I know you may be listening on the podcast platforms that are out there, but if you go to our Facebook page, I'm going to post a picture in our Instagram page of what I'm talking about I can send to you if you email me your address and you left us a review on the Apple Podcast platform, and then also our YouTube channel. So if I'm waving right now, if you're watching us on our YouTube channel, we appreciate that. That channel has really taken off, and we are exponentially growing in the numbers of views on these videos, and I thank you for that. All right, enough rambling here. So let's get into today's topic. So I used to think that sports and relationships within the sporting teams and people rooting for this particular college team and this particular college team, they would really get into it and be like, oh, you know, your team, they did this, that, and the other, and they're terrible, so they deserve to lose. Okay, so politics is just about the same. I mean, it's getting downright nasty and dirty. And pretty soon they'll be charging admission, I'm thinking, to go to these political rallies and debates. But I mean, these types of situations can ruin relationships. And you can already see it kind of spreading across the U.S. and around the world, not only here in the U.S., but around the world. The differences in opinion, you know, it's a type of disease that can really, really hurt people. And so today I just want you to dial it back some, hear a different perspective, and maybe that will help all of us, because we all suffer from that and having those differences in opinions and formulating our own opinions about certain situations and things that are happening today. And so, once again, I used to think that sports ruin relationships with the differences in teams and what families like and dislike about the certain teams and getting together in the fall time of the year for these rivalries. But all of us know that the big election is coming up in November. And that means after the election, guess what? The holidays are going to be pulling up in your front yard and your front door is going to fly open and you're going to have all these guests and these relatives coming in from all around, probably, hopefully, if you're able to, and COVID-19 is a little bit more tolerable as long as you're wearing and doing all the protective measures that are recommended by whatever you're following out there. And so how many homes can relate that around the holidays, politics comes up? I know, like personally, I've experienced it, and the differences and things that are happening around the world, it can be very uncomfortable and pretty heated pretty quickly. It can get heated pretty quickly. And so how many of your family members, coworkers out there start these political rumbles that they like to throw at the dinner table? Or after dinner. It's not after dinner mint or dessert. It's usually discussion. And I'm just like, oh my Lord, here we go again. But in all these discussions, the differences in opinions can really get heated. And the aftermath of these heated debates and discussions with friends and family and coworkers, it can ruin relationships very, very quickly if you are not careful. And these are people that you love, that you would stand on the front line to defend. But sometimes these arguments can get real, they can get heated, and you need some sort of safe word or timeout before it gets too serious and people start saying things that they regret. So today, I'll be discussing with you some ways to keep those relationships hopefully intact and at a peaceful manner, and hopefully keep families together, especially during the political season. And I'm gonna be the first one to admit to each and every one of you out there, I do have family members that I have not talked to in over 20 years. Now, that is my little cross I'm having to bear and my little red wagon I'm having to pull. And I am trying to find ways and avenues to overcome. You know, I'm human at the end of the day, we all are. And I'm trying to find ways. And so when I read these things that I read to you, these coping skills, I'm not just up here being an announcer. I'm up here living and breathing everything that I'm reading to you. I try it. I do it. And so all of us together, okay, strength in numbers, are going to try this holiday season not to bring up anything too heated, but also maybe reconnect with those that the relationships may have gone south pretty quickly because of the differences in opinion. All right? So, number one, we're going to talk about don't let politics rule your life and control your attitude. Whew, that is a hard one because it can rule people's lives. And then it goes over to the emotional side where it drives up your blood pressure, makes you an angry person, and you're just out to get people, and you're just out to snap on people because they don't agree with you or they say something that really sets you off. I'm sorry, but life happens and people are always going to try and push and pull to get a rise out of you. Don't feed into those reactions. Be the bigger person and collaboratively discuss this respectfully with each other, these differences. You know, this isn't to say that you don't care about your political views or religious views or whatever you believe in out there. It's just have a respectful conversation with the person that you may be differing with. And this simply means don't let the politics or bills or whatever you are in favor of being passed by your elected officials drive a wedge in your life and drive a wedge in your attitude and your overall spirit, because it will kill your spirit. It will take your spirit. There's so much going on in the world out there today. You can't afford to get drawn up all in it. It's just not worth it. It is not worth it. And you need to find mutual ground with family and friends that you differ with. After all, you are family. You can start there. You're family. And Lord knows family can be very trying and troubling and probably give you a few gray hairs as well. But they are your family at the end of the day. And at the end of the day, who are you going to depend on if something hits the fan and you have no one else to lean on? Is that politician going to go to your door that you ruined a relationship over and help you? Heck no, probably not. Too busy. Sorry, you voted for me, but that's not part of the job description to come help you get through this situation. It's that relative maybe that, you know, y'all aren't getting along anymore because of the differences in opinions. But I'm just giving you a few things to kind of think about is it really worth driving these political wedges and these differences in opinions between relationships, especially after you have built a relationship with this person your pretty much your entire life, and they've watched you grow up or you've watched them grow up, and then life is just too short. You never know what's gonna happen in your life. So you may need that person. And I would just say, and same on my end, I have a lot of cleaning up on my side of the street to do. And so I've got my broom ready. I just need to get off my lazy butt and stop talking about it and do it. And I'm going to. There's several people that I want to call next week, and I'm gonna make a point to call them and just check in with them, see how they're doing, tell them I love them and I appreciate them despite our differences, because it's very important, I know for me, in my heart, soul, mind, and body and spirit, that it's not worth lingering on and not worth just dragging out. I need to take control of the situation and not let differences in opinions and politics and whatever beliefs out there control my attitude. You know, we all come from different perspectives. We all come from different upbringings. It's important to remember that we are all not going to agree on the same things. Just respectfully understand that. Number two, we're going to discuss friends and behaviors. Discuss these behaviors that might be concerning with friends and family offline. Don't use these platforms to, you know, cut down people or put down people, especially your family. And it's quick and readily available, easy to grab off that shelf to use. And at the heat of the moment, heck, I've even done it. And then at the end of it, I was just like, good Lord, what did I do? That was not worth it. I am sweating bullets here trying to figure out what I need to do to rectify this. And so I became solution focused, reached out to them and said, hey, this is what I didn't like about your post. And I apologize for saying what I said to you. Just keep it professional and keep your family business off social media and your differences and opinions off social media. We've got enough of that mess going on, you know, without it being your own family, right? So just respectfully discuss behaviors offline and don't be a bully about it. Don't push folks into a corner. Because you know what's going to happen. People are going to come out swinging and it's just not going to lead to good things. And we can't downplay the significance about how online platforms and what that are, you know, influential and how what they play in altering the behaviors of others, and especially with opinions and differences of opinions and religious beliefs and things like that. It's okay to believe in things, but they need to be something that stands for life and positivity and also supporting one another, not dividing one another. However, you know, we don't have to let online interfaces destroy our face-to-face conversations. So right now during COVID-19, it is very difficult to have those intimate personal conversations with people, but you can still sit physically distanced from the person with your mask on or whatever you believe and whatever your state's allowing, and have these conversations respectfully in front of them and not hiding behind a screen and just unloading on someone in so much negativity. Confronting a friend offline about their behavior, or a family member for that matter, about their behavior can help you and them to come to an understanding about where you're coming from and hopefully find that mutual respect and agree to disagree respectfully. It is difficult though, and to see the empathy online. And so that's why it's more important to try to do these in front of each other, following these safety protocols, whatever's in place, wherever you live, to make sure that there's not any misrepresentation of words or text messages, and that you can actually see the body language and work together there. When you talk with someone in person, it really does make a difference. It allows you to see that person. It allows you to see maybe what you may have said, or what they may have said, how it affected you, and how it just kind of killed your spirit. And that will tell them, you know what, maybe I should redirect what I said. Maybe I should change my perspective a little bit, or not really change my perspective, but at least be tolerable of their perspective and respect it. All right, so number three here is don't impose your ideology on others that you good and well know will, they won't appreciate it, but it'll actually just add fuel to a fire. And some people will. They'll be like, I don't care, I'm gonna push this and I'm gonna say this, this is America. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But also you're a human being and you may be directing that towards a human being with some feelings and a pulse that is going to really, really probably take it the wrong way. And that's just dialing it back some. And I always tell people myself, if you have something very confrontational, something uncomfortable that you wanna talk to someone about, sometimes it's better to write it out first. That way you can stick with the script. The emotions won't get too involved, but at least you will have had time to think about it constructively, respectfully, before you deliver that message that that you can't take back. So you wanna make sure that you try to rehearse and maybe wanna have a third party person come in and say, and read the letter, or you might wanna chat with them first to kind of talk about what, you know, options are available on how to reframe the letter or to address the situation or problem. So if you are someone who is passionate about politics, and or if you are someone who is, don't impose your ideologies on your friends that may not agree, and you know it's just going to be like adding salt to a wound. That's just trying to start something, and it's just not going to lead to good things. Try to stay positive with that friend. That friend's going to be with you, and probably has been with you, through thick and thin. And so it's okay to differ. A big reason why many relationships don't survive, though, after political differences or differences in religious views and opinions, is because the other person may feel, that they're devalued, that they're not appreciated, that their opinions don't matter, that they're being bullied into thinking that who they are as a person or what they believe is wrong, and who they're supporting for a candidate, whatever political party, is wrong. And so the moment you start to forcefully shove your political ideologies and things down people's throats, it's the beginning of the end of a relationship, and I've seen it happen time in and time out, in my own personal life as well. And also, like, just with working with patients that have had some very hard discussions with people. And that's when you just need to really focus on constructing that script. So if you have something uncomfortable to share, that you know that it's going to come from the heart, and when you read it, you know, I'd rather you read it in person to that person, you know, that way they know and can see the emotion that is felt and how this impacted you. And so you can discuss these with your friends and family without calling them names and without shouting and yelling and screaming. And I know that's hard to do, but I have learned that you get out of people what you put into them. And so if you come up to someone, and human nature is, if you're going to come up with a defensive demeanor, the natural human instinct for a lot of people is to come back at you with that. And so if you approach it like in a neutral zone, and I think that's really going to have positive results more so than the negative ones, for sure. And always remember that just communication is the key in any relationship, friendship, with families, friends, coworkers. Communicate respectfully, because if you do that, you know you have common ground to work off of. You know you have a starting place with someone. It's okay. We're not going to always agree, like I said earlier, on things, but just keep in mind that by not agreeing, that you're still going to respect what they believe in. Some people may not even be comfortable saying that, and that's okay. That is okay. I just want people to respect one another, be kind to each other. We have enough going on to worry about, and we need allies right now, right? We need positivity and allies in our lives. And then accepting, number four here is accepting your friend's opposing opinion, and that's vital. That is vital. And they need to accept yours as well. And so the best tool in strengthening a family relationship, friendship, coworker's relationship, is accepting their flaws. We all have them. We all have our flaws. And I have a flaw book. And let me tell you, it gets bigger and bigger each day, because I realize there's a lot of things that I can always improve on. And so I am a work in progress, sincerely a work in progress. And I'm not going to stop working, because I see the importance of, we have to keep on keeping on. And there are days that I'm still working on my mood and how I perceive things and my interactions with people. And so I try to keep myself in check. But at the end of the day, being human is hard sometimes, isn't it? It is hard sometimes, probably more times than not. Not sometimes, right? It's just a matter of us really being in tune with who we are, self-aware, and doing these small goals to make these positive changes for ourselves. And that could be accepting flaws of others. It's a fact that we don't see the world through the same set of eyes. And so someone may call themselves a member of a particular political party or love certain policies and procedures. It is the difference that makes meeting new people interesting, and what makes life unique and special without hopefully being judged in that. So when following politics, there will be instances where, you know, the candidate that you may have wanted, or the sports team that you may have wanted to win, doesn't win. And so how do you handle that? That's a tricky one, because a lot of people want to go up to the person and go, "Ha! I told you they were going to lose. What were you seeing in that team? What were you seeing in that person?" Whew, that's a hard one, because What do you do when someone does that to you or comes up to you and approaches you? It can be very antagonistic, right? I would just say, just politely just say, you know, hey, you know what? They didn't win. I was rooting for them and this is the outcome, so I just have to accept that. But if you might be that person that might want to point fingers and do that kind of stuff, just catch yourself before you wreck yourself. That way you don't have anything to apologize for later, and that you can just say, hey, you know, it was a good race, it was a good game, and we're all going to work together now. Let's just work together and get through no matter what the outcome is. Because at the end of the day, you want to still be friends. You still want to communicate with those family members. You still have to work around those coworkers. You have to make it work. You have to be respectful, and you have to continue on. All right, and most importantly, you have to let it go. And I've said that a lot on this podcast. You have to let it go. And, you know, the rivalries will come and go in life, no matter what comes your way. It's just a matter of making sure that you respectfully tackle that, and you respectfully communicate your concerns, and that you keep those dialogues going. That's what's very important right now is in politics and with the differences and opinions about race and everything. These discussions need to keep happening. And we are going to continue having them here on the podcast. And so I want people to know, like, discussions are continuing. I know from a work standpoint they are. And I love that, because change does need to occur. Positive changes need to happen. Now, not everyone, just for today's episode, is going to agree on this, but we always find common ground. And for that, I'm very grateful and thankful. And remember, there is nothing wrong with being passionate about who you are as a person. Remember, the compassion is not worth losing good friends over it. You never know when you need that person. And once again, if you are in need, can you call that politician, that sports team coach, or whomever to come support you when you need it the most at midnight, at 6 o'clock in the morning, whatever? Can you guarantee they're going to be at your door helping you? No. You need to keep those relationships positive, strong, and loving, even when you don't agree with family, friends, and coworkers. It's very important, because one day you are going to need them. And I don't want to see something such as politics or differences in opinion drive that wedge and drive it in so hard that it can't be removed. So I want people to really take today's words seriously, hopefully, with what I've shared with you today. It's just a matter of putting in some good boundaries, being respectful to each other, things that we should already be doing, but it's hard to do in a day and age where we have social media to put our stuff out there on and everything. And just, I would say, just consider, if you were on the receiving end, how would you feel if someone was doing that stuff to you? And it's the golden rule, you know? I don't want everyone to remember that. And my granny always taught me, treat others how you want to be treated. And I do have to catch myself sometimes, because I do get spun up and the human side of me really grabs a hold of me. And so I have to, like, dial it back. But I always make sure that I go back. And if I've done something wrong, I apologize for it. I regroup and I keep going. Like I said earlier, we all have our faults. And Othell is standing by now to read today's review, and when he comes back, we'll close out with a couple of quotes. So Othell, take it away, kind sir.
Today, I'm going to be reading a review posted by Cat Lady for Life, and it states, "Mood food for the soul. This podcast is incredible. The host is amazing and relatable. Smiley face emoji. I look forward to every new episode." We want to thank Cat Lady for Life for the great review. If you would like your review read on an episode of Mood Food, please email your comments to moodfoodpodcast@gmail.com or leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you, Othello, for reading today's review. And thank you so much, everyone, for joining us for today's broadcast of Mood Food. Please make sure that you subscribe to us, you rate us, you like us, recommend us to all of your family and friends. And remember the disclaimer at the beginning that Carrie read. We're going to stick to that. And keep your minds and lives full out there of positive mental food. And don't forget about the giveaway stuff here. If you will, just email me at moodfoodpodcast@gmail.com if you've left a review on the Apple Podcast platform, and we will send you all this item, these great things, a mask and a frisbee and a pen and a hand sanitizer. And like I said, if you're just listening to us, go to our YouTube channel, Mood Food Podcast, and you'll be able to see what I held up earlier in the broadcast. And today, I'm going to leave you with a couple of quotes here. And the first one is unknown, and it goes like this. It is a wise person who knows there is something to be learned from everyone. And the last one is by Henry Ford. Coming together is a beginning. Staying together is progress. And working together is success. That is so true when it comes to maintaining relationships and also respecting the differences in opinions. Everyone out there, I beg you, and I hope that you have learned something from today. I beg that you will utilize some of the resources and that I've listed here today in today's podcast. And I just hope that you will take to heart what you need to do as a human being to help others. That's it for today. Sorry to be long-winded on today's podcast. We are running about 30 minutes. So I hope that each and every one of you have a wonderful day. We made it. It's Wednesday. Take care, and we will talk to you next week.